You're listening to listener-supported WUXD Studios. Listening to Third Layer's Diagram, I'm Jonathan Bowman, your host. If you've been listening, you know that we're talking about foundational design this season, but I also mentioned that we're planning on having guests. So you're in for a very special treat because today we have guests on the show. And they're very cool. I've worked with them for quite a while. They run their own software and design agency. And they provide really amazing services. We're going to talk about all those today. I have Vikram and I have Varun with me today. And thank you both for joining. Vikram, Varun.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. Thank you so much for having us with you.
Yes, believe me, the pleasure is all mine, guys. It's great to speak with you again and great to have you here. Just for the guest's edification, can you give us a quick high level of who Galaxy is, what you guys do, what services you provide, and just a really quick intro to what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm so excited to be here. Just sort of for the listeners, I must say this is like super exciting for us. We have been I would say this is the first time that we are ever doing a podcast. So definitely very, very, thrilled to have this. Jonathan said, we have been in the business of software development for almost 20 years. We position ourselves as a technology consulting firm that helps companies accelerate their ability to innovate, grow, and deliver better digital products. Our mission has been to help our clients transform their organizations so that they can better serve the needs for their users. What that means is, we have been around for so many years, have served so many different types of businesses across multiple industries. Right now we have, I think, more than 200 full-time employees across the globe. We have offices here in Boston, San Jose, Atlanta, and Australia across, other than India.
Just to add to that, I would say, it's not just one type of clients that we would serve. We would serve across different kind of segments, be it enterprise clients or, startups or design agencies or small and medium businesses. We have been providing end-to-end development and design services to different kind of clients from different background. As Varun mentioned, design has been one of the USPs, being an offshore company and being able to have a very large design team with a lot of good resources out there has been one of the differentiating factor for us. So, those are the kind of services that we have been providing to our clients.
Okay, that's cool. And you brought up India. Just for our listeners' sake, where exactly in India are you guys located?
We have offices in a few different cities in India. We are based in the central region. It's called Indore. And we also have a couple of offices in Mumbai and in the southern part of the country where, it's nearby to Bangalore. The name of the city is Madurai. So in all, we have about 5 to 7 different locations where we have our development and design operations being conducted from the offshore.
That's very cool. So I think a lot of people might still have a little bit of concern or doubt, especially at this stage. So when I'm looking to hire an outside third-party design servicing software team, I want to know, like, what makes you different? Like, why Galaxy? Why would I choose you guys?
Yeah. So, as I mentioned earlier, right, it's not one thing that would differentiate us, because at the end of the day, many companies are doing similar to what we do. But it's a combination of few things that I think makes us unique. You know, not everyone is able to, you know, provide the quality of their work the way we do all the time, successfully over and over again. Right? That is a statement in itself. Like, you know, having an access to the team who is constantly focused on quality, you know, it's a challenge. Everyone in the company knows, you know, what is expected from them. Plus, you know, thinking about the client as a partner more than someone who pays your bill. I think that is very important when you come in as a strategic partner, as someone who can understand their business and guide them through. That is super important. And when you combine that with the way you think about the end product, their users, and focus on the design, I think combination of all these things is really hard to achieve. And I think we have done that very successfully.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's the 20 plus years that attributed to you guys figuring out that model. That model is just amazing. I know for most teams, most companies, you either have to wake up super early or stay up pretty late, and then you have to talk with these folks overseas. That's not how it works with Galaxy. Galaxy has an embedded person there directly with the team. They understand the politics, the red tape, the bureaucracy. They can kind of work through that and navigate through that. So it's awesome to have someone directly in the team there embedded, and they act as a sort of conduit or bridge between you and the engineering, the design teams. So it works out perfectly. It's a great model. Speaking of India time, I heard that you guys have this really cool program that allows someone to go back to India. Like, maybe they have an ailing mother or father or a relative, or maybe they just want to go back to India. I wouldn't blame them, especially right now. Can you describe that for me a little?
Yeah, that actually, I think, is it's really a funny story, because you know, talent. So at the end of the day, it's your people who, you know, who delivers, who helps you win or lose in this battle of winning the clients and delivering, right? So everything is about your people, is your team. So talent has been, I think, so when I look back like 5 or 6 years ago, when we were trying to ramp up and we were trying to figure out what do we need to go to a next level? Like, I mean, how can we get ourselves differentiates from other? We realized at that time that, you know, how much efforts, how much time we spend in sales and business dev and acquire new client. And if we cannot deliver with good quality, we cannot succeed, right? So we took a step back and we thought, you know, people that we can find in the cities where our offices are, you know, where there is always some competition from other companies. So there is always people pulling the resources like everywhere else. So what can we do differently? What can we do to bring the top quality talent, which can take us to the next level? So we took a different approach than what other companies do. They would go and look at people in working in their competitors' businesses and in the same city, or maybe, you know, get from different towns. But we took a next level. We started looking for talent in other countries, because we knew that doing the producing high quality design in India is hard, right? It's people think about India as a hub for engineering and technology talent, not from the user experience and design talent. So we went to countries like, you know, UK, Australia, and people who have studied and has done work in outside India. So we found people who are living there, who wants to come back to their hometown. And we just, you know, I think that is how we acquired few talent, few people, and brought them back. They loved working with us. They liked the culture and they stick with us.
Yeah, naturally. Like, who wouldn't stick with you guys? That's an awesome, awesome program you guys developed. So you heard it here, folks. If you're looking to get back to India, you're a little homesick, or you need to take care of a sick parent, or just want to be back home with friends and family, Galaxy is the team that will help you make that happen. So cool. I wanted to actually quickly jump into what makes you guys so successful, because you're bringing up so many successes, and you were definitely amazing anytime I've ever worked with you guys. So why are you guys so good? Like, what makes you guys able to deliver high quality with such a fast turnaround? What is it about your team?
I think one of the primary reasons why we have been able to deliver good quality with a quick turnaround, it all amounts to the good talent that we have acquired. As Varun mentioned, we have always, you know, been looking for good talent across the globe, and that has been one of the major reasons why we have been able to deliver and meet all the expectations of our clients. So I would give all the credit to the good talent that we have, and also to the process that we have been following. A lot of companies have been working, but process makes a huge difference in the way you do. So our design process, you know, we follow 6D process of making sure that we discover, then we go through the define phase, and then we go to the design. We do the development, prototyping, validation, and then we deliver it to the, you know, engineering team or different stakeholders. So that process of you know, going through entire design life cycle, where designs evolve through a process, and that is how you reach to a quality product or a quality design. And similar kind of process we have even integrated for our development. The quality has always been at the utmost importance. The quality assurance team, the testing team that we have, they go through all the requirements and, you know, come up with different set of test cases, go through various cycles of testing across different platforms, different devices, and make sure that the product is of really good quality before it gets out to the market, before it even gets out to the product owners for their review. So we definitely emphasize a lot on the quality and the process, and with the combination of good talent, it results in a good result all the time.
One more thing I want to add here is, don't forget the cost. You know, I mean, sure, people talk about value all the time, the value that you can bring, but at the end of the day, we are still doing all of this in India. So countries like, you know, overseas, you know, where cost is a huge advantage. So if you combine all of that with the huge savings that you get as a client, I think that is a deal breaker. I mean, that is the key, I would say, for our success as well.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. You definitely want to get the best team in there. A lot of times that means you're going to have to pay a ton of money. It's usually not a problem if there's some value in the company, but you're also trying to manage budgets and kind of balance things. So when it comes to high quality, you're almost always accustomed to paying a ton. But the cool advantage that Galaxy has is you're going to get high quality, but they work offshore primarily. So you're also going to get those really good, reasonable rates that make it super easy to say yes to them. So super awesome combination there. That's actually very rare, that attributes to their success. And I totally agree with that.
Yeah, along the similar lines, one of the challenges that a lot of offshore companies would face is they don't usually get to understand the business domain, how things work in you know, onshore. because sometimes it is really difficult to understand how things work when you're sitting, you know, thousands of miles away offshore. So the way we mitigate that issue is we keep on, you know, bringing in our tech leads, team leads, project managers on site, and, you know, they spend a few weeks of time with the client in their office premises to understand the business needs, to, you know, do different kind of whiteboarding or brainstorming sessions to identify the solutions for different kind of problems. Then they gather all that knowledge and then they go back and work with the offshore team to create the product. So this has been another differentiating factor as compared to just, you know, working from the offshore. So this process of bringing in people on site, mixing them or having them work with on-site people, that has really, right, you know, helped us achieve the kind of quality that is needed.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I remember working with Galaxy several times and we had that setup that he's describing, that Vikram's describing, which is you work with Galaxy, but you have someone embedded in the team there during your normal working hours, which is great because this foregoes you having to wake up early in the morning, 7, 8 a.m., or staying late and or staying on calls from 8 to 9 or 10 p.m., which is usually what you have to do to work with offshore teams that are in India. But in this case, you have someone there directly that acts as a liaison, and you work with that person. They're usually a project manager. And you work with them relaying all the different messages, critiquing, looking at some of the work that's been done and giving feedback. And then they can go into Jira and add in all the different tickets and update all the different tickets, provide feedback in there. So it's a really, really awesome system that I agree makes them head and shoulders above the rest. So we've been going on talking about these great, amazing services, and I'm sure everyone that's listening by now that has this need is probably saying, okay, so how do I get a hold of them? How do I hire them? So go through that process with us really quick, Varun. Tell us, how would we hire Galaxy?
We have a website. It's called www.galaxywebblinks.com. Anyone can go to the website, fill out the contact us page, and someone would get back to them within 2 hours. You can call us. We are available just a phone call away. And it's a very simple process. You know, we go through a discovery process. We understand what you're trying to accomplish, what your goals are, who your audience is, and then figure out who would be the right person in the team to help them with the solution.
Awesome. So basically just go to the website. I'll put the website in the show links for you guys to check out. It's www.galaxywebblinks.com. They have a contact form there. Go to contact them, or pick up the phone and give them a call and kick off the process that way. And that's it. Pretty easy. So I did have a funny, kind of interesting question. Speaking of Galaxy, I noticed you guys are called Galaxy Weblinks on the URL, but I just kind of shorten it myself and call you guys Galaxy. Where did that name come from? Because I do like it. It's very cool. But I just wanted to know, like, the history or the origin behind the name.
Right. So, you know, the company started in, like, 20 years ago, right? At that time when you know, internet was booming. We at that time we did not know how far, like, we will go. Obviously, you know, it's a long time from now, but I think the idea was, since Galaxy is a system of, you know, stars and planets and gases and dust particles, so many different types all coming together. So we thought, you know, being someone in technology field, you need to have multiple skills as well. So I think, you know, by the way, I did not came up with the name. So, you know, the name was given by my third partner who started the company. So when I asked him that question, that is how he explains it, that, you know, we wanted to, you know, have a cohesive unit of multiple disciplines, multiple skills, just like Galaxy has so many different particles and different things in it. So that's how, you know, it came out. And our full name is Galaxy Web Links. Web Links is something that was connected to it because it's linking of the web. At that time, you know, everyone was talking about, you know, linking and Google it was coming out. So how you know, build and connect pages. And that also has created a problem in itself with our name over a few years, because people started looking at us as, you know, a link building company, which was never true. So we moved from Web Links to just Galaxy Now.
Well, don't worry. I actually really like the name, so it's very cool. So switching topics, this is a design podcast. So I'm wondering, halfway through the year, here we are, designers that may be looking for some help or guidance or some key things to focus on, what would you tell them, Vikram? Like, what are some trends they should look out for?
I think, you know, in the current times, most of the companies are moving towards having unified design systems. A lot of companies have their design practices, but not all of them have been able to utilize all the, you know, facets that are associated with design. They sometimes don't have all those disciplines. I feel user research has been one of the trending thing as far as designs and user experience is concerned. Having unified designs across different products and different families that a company might have, that can be easily handled using a properly defined design system. So those are, you know, some of the trends that a lot of companies are moving towards. So if you have experience with those things, you already have a bright future and good opportunities. If you really want to learn about those things so that you get more opportunities to be able to contribute on those things in future, you know, those could be the things for you to, you know, eye upon.
Yes, totally agree. Design systems are actually the big thing. You got to know them. You got to understand them. You got to know your way around them, how to integrate yourself with them, how to build them. Totally agree. You should be able to have all those skills, and it shouldn't be the next new big thing. And it's kind of a lot older than we say it is, but it's definitely something this year that's going to be the biggest trend to really just get your hands around. Speaking of which, we're talking about skills and stuff. Is Galaxy hiring at all?
Yes, I think we have always been looking for, you know, good talent. We are looking for some senior visual designers to help us, work in the capacity of creative directors, because we have a lot of requirements coming in from different clients for design related stuff. So we really have need of some senior level visual designers in our team right now. So if anyone of our listeners would be interested to work with us, you know, we'll be happy to talk to them.
Woo-hoo! We're talking about visual designers. That's like something you rarely hear. So I believe in being a generalist, of course, when the time comes, but there's just some disciplines that you either have or you don't have, and visual design is one of those things. You gotta be a visual designer from birth, I believe. So the cool thing too is, like, you rarely hear anyone saying, hey, I need a visual designer. If they've reached that level of maturity, that means they really understand your craft. So that's a good indicator. And it's so funny because it's rare for anyone to even look for one. So it's hard for visual designers, at least the ones that I know that are my friends, to find jobs. And it's rare for companies to acknowledge that that's exactly what they need. So I'm glad we can make that connection. So you heard it here, folks. If you're looking for a visual designer role very senior one, and you have the chops, and you're really, really amazing at what you do. There, Galaxy's looking to put you in that spot, and it sounds like, you know, maybe even a little bit above that spot in a creative director role. So reach out to them, and I'm pretty sure they'll take a look at your portfolio and hook you up and give you a call back.
Yeah, I think absolutely. We'll love to help those people who would be interested in working with us and have the right kind of skills.
Yeah, of course. And this, there's no better team to work with either, guys. Jumping over to Varun really quick. There's a sort of elephant in the room, or a topic we haven't covered. The economy is not doing so well right now. It's kind of been shooken up. So I wanted to know, how have you guys been faring? Have you been affected in any way by the current situation?
Not really, you know. And the reason, when I look back, the reason why I think we have been doing better than many other businesses are, is basically our the way we have structured our business. We have always diversified the way we have done, software development, because like we have, so in last 20 years, we have seen ups and downs. There have been multiple downturns that have come. And I look back and see, you know, why have we been, you know, still here? Like, why, how did we survive that? The answer I find in the way we have done businesses across multiple industries, multiple technologies. And like, we also went into the data entry business, you know, like we were at one point, we were also doing some of the BPO activities along with the software development. And, you know, people who talk about, you know, positioning and niches and find your focus, you know, it's not that we never went that road. We always tried to find our focus, but we always come back to the way we have always done business and we have always found success is making sure not to put all your eggs in one basket. So like right now, you know, we have a huge team of engineers who work in real-time communication technologies. Think about Zoom, right? So everyone is asking for video communication platforms. That team is super busy right now, right? We are getting requests from everywhere. And while some of the other businesses are, like some of the other teams are taking some hit, but that other piece, and the other team is super busy, that tries to, you know, kind of compensate what we lose where we win. So, and again, this is yet another example and solidifies our approach to doing this business and making sure that we diversify not go in one niche.
Yeah, that's actually very good advice. I think a lot of folks do hear this sort of echoing, reoccurring theme that, hey, you have to latch on to something very specific. And it looks like they've proven that theory wrong. I know for me myself, I've always made sure that I was super diverse in the services that I offer. And usually I try to do end-to-end services, which means you're going to wear very different hats throughout the whole process. So I totally wholeheartedly agree with that. You got to be diverse. That way you're very marketable and it kind of keeps you sustained in these uncertain times, right? All right. So shifting gears, let's talk about some of the specific companies that you've worked for. I know we met each other at TiVo, Netgear, Arlo, those companies, but it'd be good to hear from you directly. What are some of the big companies you guys have been working with lately?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Netgear is obviously one of our customers. We have been working with Staples.
Right.
Everyone knows Staples as well. We have worked with McCafe. We have worked with Dow Jones. So I think those are some of the, you know, big names that people would have heard of.
Awesome. Vikram, any other ones?
Yeah, I think, first time maybe where we would have started working, like Jonathan, you and me, we probably met in TiVo at some point of time. So TiVo is yet another big name that I would like to add to the list. Arlo being another one, though it's a spin-off from Netgear, but you know, we have relationships with them. Yeah, they have been helping out so many families to, you know, have a safe and sound sleep, even when they are away from their homes. So we have been working with them since almost 3-4 years. So that's another big name that we have in our list.
Yeah, that's a good portfolio and a good group of designers and design teams that you've worked with. And just for your own edification, like you might be saying, well, how do we do this? Like I have a design team. Why do I need them? And the way we did it, every time that I work with them, TiVo, Netgear, Arlo, the way we did it was we always had a small design team. So one manager and maybe like 4 or 5 designers max, and maybe a researcher. And you can crank out the work that you have to do, but there's this time where you always get asked to like innovate more or do something a little bit different or go down this exploratory path or go investigate, you know, this design. And when you're doing those processes, it kind of disrupts the normal delivery of everything else that you're already planning on delivering. So that's where Galaxy comes in. It's really cool because they basically take over in that sense, and they can provide that day-to-day constant delivery of everything that you had to deliver on time, on schedule, with your sprints and all that. So it's really, really cool to have them come in and sort of be an augmented branch to your tree. So I know I'm very passionate about what I do. I love designing. I've been doing it for a long time, probably as long as Galaxy's been around. And I definitely am very, very passionate about it. So I want to hear what you guys think. Like, what's your passion or why do you love doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, what drives me, work so hard is building something that end users really love and care, right? You know, if we are building a product that is helping businesses build something that their users love, I think that is what gets me up early in the bed and make sure that we do everything that we can to make sure we are making the world better place by building super user-friendly products.
Our success is always aligned with customer success, and that has to do with, you know, the success for the product that they have. So my motto and something that keeps me, you know, up and kicking is always to make sure that our customers are happy and if they are successful. So that is what, you know, drives me to keep on working and ensuring that they are successful, even if, you know, they might have an approach for a specific product. And if I feel I can add more value to it by, you know, suggesting them with a different approach or some more features. And that has been the culture for the entire company. All the project managers lead, they continuously work towards, you know, contributing, adding more and more value to the products for success of our customers. So the main mantra for us to keep driving towards our success is to run for customer success, and that is what which has been, you know, taking us to this place wherever we have been able to come up so far.
Yeah, I love it. Very customer focused, very customer centric. And it does make you excited because it's always cool to see that thing you worked on become a brand new product and see that their customers love it and they're your customers, so they're happy. And so it's a really cool just cycle of amazing positivity. So I get it. That is definitely something I'm passionate about too. And speaking of that service-driven approach and customer-first approach, could you guys just break out really quick for the listeners, like a bullet list of your services that you provide?
We base our company on these 5 pillars. This is how I put it. So the 5 pillars would be our software engineering piece, in which we do, you know, web development, engineering, quality testing, building digital platforms like CMS and e-commerce and all that. Then comes the UX design and strategy and research. In that, we do product design planning and user analytics. We have a third pillar as enterprise mobility, which is basically building mobile solutions, both native and hybrid applications. We have a cloud and DevOps team that helps clients with the cloud architecture strategy in migrations and DevOps. And then we have a big data and analytics, which covers data governance, strategy, analytics, visualization, data science, and all that.
Very cool. So pillar one, software and engineering. Pillar two, the UX and the research portion. Pillar three, enterprise mobility, getting enterprises on mobile applications. Pillar four would be covering cloud. And then pillar five is big data with some analytics in there. So that's everything you guys would ever need to kick off any end-to-end project. So it's awesome. All right, now I'm going to ask you guys, actually, let's go with Vikram. I'm going to ask you a series of rapid-fire questions of what can you build for me if I was going to hire you, and then let me know by answering yes or no. Okay, question one. If my company needed a blog, could you build it for me?
Yes.
Question two. What if my company needed a content management system?
Absolutely. Maybe just within a few days.
Question three. What if I needed a prototype for Android?
Yes, not only Android, be it Android, native iOS, or different kind of prototyping platforms, be it web-based, Hype, Flinto, InVision-based, clickable prototypes, or React-based, hybrid prototypes, any kind of prototype. And those are the kind of services we have been providing to most of our customers. So we have a large team who can support those kind of needs. And again, the turnaround time is really very less. I mean, we can deliver prototypes really quickly.
Okay, so then the last one. Let's say I have my head designer. She's going on maternity leave, and I have all these unfinished UX flows that need to get done. Could you guys come in and get those UX flows done and hand them off to engineering?
Absolutely. We can definitely help with all the production design needs and, whatever developer handoffs are needed from design team to make sure everything is properly added to the collection in abstract, or if the developers are in need of having red lines exposed through Zeppelin or any such kind of deliveries, maybe creating different kind of flows in PDF or defining certain interactions or putting all those things in the form of a design system documentation, so that developers can use it easily. All those things can be handled by our team.
Okay, it sounds like you nailed it, Vikram. That's our studio magic there with some cool sound effects and music. That's really cute. So, back to a different topic. As you guys know, I like to write. I finished writing my three books this year. And because I like to write, I like to read. And recently, I've been reading a cool book about habits. It kind of has like the BJ Fogg model thing going on called The Power of Habit. Take a look at it. It's by Charles Duhigg. It's a great book. It's a good read. It has a lot of academic case studies in there. So it's very different from Nir Eyal's book. You should read that too. Hooked is good too, but this one has a little bit more of an academic touch to it. And so, that's my latest. How about you guys? Have you guys been reading any books lately?
Yeah, I think I have read and really loved this book called The Inmates Are Running the Asylum. I think it's a pretty old book, but it was written by Alan Cooper. It talks about how and why it is important to build the user-friendly products. It's why it is about the average users and how they use the products versus how the business people build those products. So it's not about you. It's not about, you know, the product managers or the business owners. It's about the end user. So it really talks about all the, you know, nitty-gritties of how to build a good, you know, digital product. So I definitely, you know, recommend that book.
Classic Alan Cooper book. Amazing read. You guys got to check it out if you haven't read it yet. I love him. Alan is probably listening to this. So hello, Alan. We love you. We miss you. You're not curmudgeon enough, so you still have a little bit of light and hope in you. The coolest content you could ever see right now on the internet is Alan cutting wood bowls. He'll show you how to cut one. He'll show you all the cool techniques. He'll show you what to do, what not to do. So check out his content on YouTube on wood bowl cutting. Wood bowls are those bowls that you eat salad in. So yeah, check him out. Good book. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. So we all have beginnings, humble or not. And it's always good to get new listeners. And a lot of our listeners are engineers transitioning to designers, which is surprising, but it happens. Are engineers who just like design. And a good majority of them are new designers. So for the new designers out there, I wanted to hear from you guys, like, what's some good sound advice? Like, we're all trying to grow and learn and become better. So what advice would you have for a brand new designer?
Vikram, you want to take that?
I think I would definitely recommend them to make sure that they stay aware of all the latest trends that are coming in design, especially, you know, everyone is moving towards a lot of animation, micro interactions, and those things are getting integrated in the design more and more. People are loving those cool interactions which are getting, you know, delivered in the new design. But that didn't used to be a practice, you know, a couple of years back. That has been one of the trending things. So just stay with the trend, keep on, learning new stuff that's coming through. That will keep you upbeat with, you know, whatever is needed in the current era of design, I would say.
Yeah, I agree too. You got micro interactions, any sort of subtle movements, any sort of haptic feedback or sounds, all of that sort of experiential piece is very important to your product when you're building out these experiences. People tend to forget that. So I agree to, if you want to have an edge up and have a better product than your competitors, you're going to need to bring those pieces in. They're not table stakes yet, but I think they will become table stakes very soon.
I have a question for you, Jonathan. If you want to talk about what is your design philosophy?
Yeah, I think design philosophy is actually very contextual to the project you're working on, the team you're working with, the problems you're solving. Certainly, you can certainly say there should be a framework of, you know, focusing on a lot of DDRAM's principles or focusing on design principles in general, or having a sort of background in psychology and focusing on all of those principles. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. But when it comes to philosophy, you gotta start from beginning to end. Sure, there are some times where you have to be flexible and everything needs to be sort of circular. But my philosophy for the most part is what foundational design is about, which is there are five layers. One of them is your brand. That's the first layer. You got to make sure that that's clearly understood by everyone, not only on the team, but at the company. Like what is our brand? So once that's established, then you can move on to the next layer, which is your systems. Like, what are our systems? Where are they? Do we have any? Do we have any modularity in our design? What's our information architecture? Where's our pattern library? What are our best practices and things like that? Even all the way to design systems, like you were talking about earlier, Vikram. So I think that's layer two. And then once you have that established, then you're ready to launch. And that's usually what you're striving for, is like to put something out there, right? Put a product out there. So that's when you focus on that third layer, which is mostly what people think UX is anyhow, like metrics, auditing, iconography, your visual design system, polishing everything up, the UI, the heuristics, your product evaluation, building libraries, building internal CMSs. So you can disseminate all the information. That's usually kind of what they look at UX for, even jobs to be done and things like that. And then you have your fourth layer, which is focusing on launching. And that's kind of self-explanatory. You're just making sure that you're hand in hand with marketing and everyone else on the team, making sure your campaigns are good, your strategy is good, and you're making any changes and adjustments. And then the last layer would be to evaluate and refine and re-roadmap everything and get ready to start it all over again. But yeah, I mean, that's my general philosophy. I certainly believe you should have, you know, a quick, hard, fast answer. And that's just design something simple and beautiful. But for the long answer, it's definitely following that foundational design model of five layers. So I hope that covers it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. I think that's really great.
And on the same line, what if someone wants to, you know, if someone is needing in some sort of help in setting up their design processes and those kinds of needs, do you think they can contact you and you would be able to help them out with setting up the right kind of design processes based on the philosophy you just explained?
Right, exactly. We'll do just that. So usually what we like to go in and do is a quick audit to see where you're at. At that point, we'll give you a grade, you know, A through F. Hopefully you don't get an F. Most people don't get Fs. But we'll basically grade you and say, okay, this is where you are with your process. You skipped these layers, or you've managed to get through these layers so good. And that grade will give you the guidelines you need to basically figure out where you need to go. And ideally, you know, we would stay there with you and guide you through. A lot of times budgets are a little slim. So usually we try to give you your own playbook that's custom. And you could use that playbook, and that playbook will help you guide you along the way. And you kind of call us as you need us. Alternatively, it's obviously a little bit more expensive because we spend more time there. But we have done full on embeds where we were there for rebranding. We were there for layer two and layer three, a little bit of layer four. And we came back to kind of just check in on layer five. So we do that as well. That's actually our specialty. But yeah, if you need that, we're happy to do one-day workshops, week-long workshops, whatever works for you and your team, and or just give you teaching materials, give you learning materials. That's an option as well. Or just you can even go to our website and get a video. You just pay for that video, and you can watch that if you'd rather do that. So it all depends on your budget and what you want to do. And if you need to reach out to us, you can give us a call at 1-800-621-1713. That's 1-800-621-1713. Or you can reach us online by going to our website at www.thirdlayer.io.
Awesome. That'll be really cool for a lot of people. I'm sure there'll be people who would be, you know, looking for those kind of consultancy and those kind of guidance to make sure that they have right kind of process set up and they are able to have real good products designed for their company.
Yeah, just remember, you can't build a house without a foundation. So if you're out there designing products and you haven't gone through the very foundational pieces that you should have gone through, you might be doing it wrong. So give us a call. We'd love to consult with you. If you're looking for services that Vikram Teams provides, give them a call. I highly recommend them. So that wraps it up for us today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to all of our listeners. And I want to thank Vikram and Varun for joining us. Thank you guys both.
Thank you, Jonathan. It was really, you know, a great pleasure. It has always been a pleasure talking to you, working with you. This interaction was really awesome as well. Thank you so much for having us with you here.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you so much.